Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
All right, you know, for once, it smells good in the studio today. And thanks to our friends at Right Guard, they sent us some of their antiperspirants and aluminum-free deodorants this week. We've been using them both. Right Guard Extreme Antiperspirant provides us with proven protection from sweat, odor, and stains, and it helps keep Shaq's white shirts white with all-day sweat protection and up to 72 hours of odor protection.
And I will always tell you, I will never leave you out. Right Guard has stepped up to help prevent yellow stains. The research team found a way to protect from stains without lowering protection. Gone are the days when you have to choose between a fresh feeling and a yellow pit stain.
You don't want the yellow pit stains, especially if you're going to get like escalated and angry. Because Right Guard's extreme aluminum-free deodorants provide odor defense technologies, immediately targeting odor and neutralizing it. It's long-lasting protection from odor that keeps you smelling fresh for days. Right Guard Extreme. It helps you keep your clothing clean from yellow or white stains. And it's not only free of aluminum, but also free from alcohol, talc, and parabens.
It doesn't feel greasy and it doesn't stick. It just goes on smooth. Check out Right Guard Extreme today.
All right, if people knew right now, Jenner's, how long have we known each other? 12 years? 13 years?
God, probably longer than that. 13, 14
13
years.
13 years. That there are times in life where Rob has wanted to kill every single person in his course of his job, and for good reason. And today...
I'm a pretty even-keeled person.
I think you are.
Most of the time.
I can tell when you're not having a good day, but you're pretty even-keeled. Okay. Today's not one of those moments.
No.
And I bear some responsibility in that.
So, John...
And I'm being organically... I'm trying to organically say that something I tried to pull has caused you a lot of grief.
So for the last couple weeks, we've been going back and forth, John and I.
Since before I went on vacation.
Yes, about the fact that Barack Obama was going to join us on the show.
Correct.
John has a contact that was going to get us the president, and here comes President Obama and all this stuff.
Correct.
So unbeknownst to me...
And I'm not meaning to laugh, but I am.
Of course.
I'm sorry.
This was John's... prank. This was
yes.
John's payback prank.
Right. 5 years of payback.
The problem is I got excited about the fact that we had the president on in a week where people are like dying for levity and some kind of like sound advice from
normal people.
And in turn, notified some people at some big distribution outlets that we were going to have Shaq and the president
now,
this
week. Now, in my defense, and this is my only defense on this. Not my inability to maybe judge the, take the temperature. When I started the whole thing, I said only you and I could know because I didn't want anyone else to be in on it and I didn't want anyone else to be alerted. Now,
I jumped the gun because I wanted everybody to know.
Okay.
Because I thought it was important for a lot of people to know, hey, we have the president on.
And it was.
Don't say anything till it's done, but I'm letting you know the president's coming on.
And it's completely, and it's probably, and I will raise my hand, it is probably completely naive on my part. To think that you wouldn't have to do that.
We're putting this at the front of the show so that you understand when you hear us talking about the president,
that it's
promoting
not real.
The president, welcoming the president, speaking to the president.
That it's not real.
That it's not real beforehand so that you don't take away from anything you hear before the rug gets pulled out that there is either misinformation.
None.
Or something the president says that you're going to take out of context and throw on social media
right.
And attach Shaquille's name to it.
Correct.
Because forget us.
Yes.
He's the biggest brand in the world. I don't need Shaq's name attached to your bad joke in a week where the world is on fire. That's my concern. That's why we're recording this at the top of the show.
So everyone knows.
And you will hear how heated I am now.
Oh, geez.
What gets me to this in the show today?
Does it get, do we laugh?
Yes.
Even in the
we
midst of
we always laugh.
But even in the midst of
doesn't mean I don't want to punch you in the face, but we always laugh.
Even in the midst, B-Dog, in the midst of all the thing, did we not laugh?
Oh, we laughed. We definitely laughed.
Did we?
We were hysterical.
Did we laugh?
Well, then it got awkward.
But guess what? Awkward's what we do sometimes.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Rejected.
DJ, drop that track.
It's the end of the world.
Oh, no, it's not. It's the big podcast with Shaq. I'm John Kincaid.
It's not the end of the world.
That's Rob Jenners. That's B-Dog Brandon Harper. And he is the big man, Shaquille O'Neal. And we are properly socially distancing.
We're far enough apart,
I guess. We're far enough apart. Yeah. We're absolutely far enough apart.
Shaq's about 700 miles away.
Yeah, Shaq, 460 miles away.
Oh, there you go.
Hey. I wipe down these desks with the little Lysol wet wipes.
Y'all are together?
Yeah, we're all together.
Yeah.
We're separated, though. We're separated.
Nah, we're separated.
We're, we're triangulation.
SDL, baby.
What? We're not getting any STDs from each other. What are you talking about?
SDL, social distancing laws.
We are. We're fine. We're six feet apart.
And I wash my hands.
It's about time you started washing.
I've always washed my hands.
If anything good comes out of this, B-Dog's washing his hands.
I wash my... Look, it's two things I do. I wash my hands and I wash my ass. Both of them.
At the same time.
Shaq, there's plates of wings outside. And today, at a radio station, which, by the way, Rob, you'll attest, your life lived in radio stations.
Of course.
When free food comes to a radio station...
It's like vultures.
It's like cannibals.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, dying. And I watched...
There's, like, three full trays of wings out there still.
And they're still out there. I watched four different coworkers have wings and then lick their fingers clean.
Oh. Nasty. Oh. Just
today?
Nasty.
Yes!
Nasty.
Four. Oh, no.
I've been watching that for the past, I don't know how long I've been here. It's nasty.
It is a nasty. God. But I watched four different people licking their fingers after they've been eating some wings. And then they go over. Now, they properly go over to the sink to wash their hands.
You sure?
But I'm saying, yes. I'm positive.
Okay.
And I'm going, but wait a minute. I'm like, you just licked your fingers like it's... Nom, nom, nom.
Oh.
This is delicious.
Nasty. An LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
Yeah, now, that wouldn't be... That would not be... you know, by the way, I hope you've warned Sharif about that.
About what?
Oh. LSU fan.
That very well might be happening down there. Hey. It seems like it's something they're up to.
See, hey. All you got to tell them is somebody tried swing. Hey, that's cause for you to swing on somebody.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Exactly.
We're just glad to be talking.
How are you, big man? We haven't really talked to you much since this all broke out.
I'm good.
Where are you at?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm at an undisclosed location.
Now, you aren't. You are not in, but you are not in isolation. You're just practicing social distancing.
What does that mean?
You're not forced. Like, there are people going on the internet going, I've been told by a doctor to force myself into. So let me show everybody that I'm doing the proper. You're just doing this out of common sense. You're doing what we're doing. You're common sense social distancing, right?
Am I?
I think you are.
Listen, I'm down here in Orlando, and I was riding my bike today, and people are on the lake playing golf.
Yes. Well, golf is somewhere you can socially distance.
Not with 10 people at a tee.
There's not 10 people on a tee.
Talking about, hey, Shaq, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Oh, no. You're driving on
Get
the...
Get your ass inside.
You're riding on the golf course?
No.
Okay, good.
Golf course.
I understand.
Just driving, yes.
But people try. If can you imagine Shaq comes by, you're teeing off, and Shaq comes by driving by. There, the golf courses in Atlanta, Shaq, are keeping it one person to a cart, so everybody has to have their own cart. They're wiping down the carts before and after. But if there's any sport where you can go out there and spend 4.5 hours and be 6 feet away from the people you're playing with and have a great time, it's golf.
You know what it is with me, John?
What is it?
I am the son of a military drill sergeant.
Okay.
I'm 48 years old. I've seen it all, from hood stuff to corporate stuff. It's in my DNA not to panic.
I love that.
Period.
Love it.
Because also, I've also been drilled not to worry about the problem, worry about the solution.
I love that.
So, you know, there's a lot of movies that we see, right, where people catch something and they start going crazy. If that what was going on, then I think my mindset would be a little different. But listen, pray and hope I don't get it. However, continue to do the right and the smart things, and we just live. I don't panic, John.
I'm
from Newark, New Jersey. I went from Newark, New Jersey to San Antonio to Baton Rouge. I've seen killings, murders, heads blown off, all that stuff. I can't panic. I don't panic.
And that was just in middle school.
It was.
And mostly in Newark, apparently.
That was just in middle school.
You know, a lot of people are social distancing, doing all this stuff. I'm living. Am I staying in the house? Yes, but look, if I got to go somewhere.
By the way, World Health Organization says you don't have to stay in your house.
No, you don't have to.
You can go out. You can get fresh air.
You need to tell the California governor that, because he just told 40 million people to
stay home. Yeah, but he did not say stay. He did, and I think that's an overreaction. But he said, you don't have to stay in your house. You can stay 6 feet away from somebody and go take a walk. You can get some, in fact, vitamin D is suggested as from the sun is one of the best things you can do right now.
Well, listen, I got a lot of vitamin D I've been giving up.
Yeah. You've been.
But see, John, the problem with that is, and you are right, and I agree with you, but you know what people, you give them, you know.
Give them a little rope.
Yeah, they take it all the way. So.
You got it.
Yeah. So, John, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Are you mad at all the youngsters that's on the beaches partying?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, because, Shaq.
I am.
Okay. Why?
Oh, God. You should hear these idiots.
Okay, wait.
These are the idiots on the news this week.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, we've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. Oh. 2-3 months. So we're just having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty. We need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago and it was kind of up in the air if we still go. But like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party. So it's kind of disappointing. But we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot. So we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
Oh my gosh. Here's what I'll tell you, Shaq. I'm going to tell you this right now. And I think you'd probably be the same way. I'm going to tell you, if that was my child and they were on the CBS Evening News, that's where that's from.
Yeah.
If they were on the CBS Evening News being that vapid and that stupid, you'd be called home. Get on the next plane home. I want you to come home.
Get drunk before everything closes.
Yeah.
Okay, and why is it vapid and stupid?
Because it's vapid. Because it's vapid and stupid. Because here's the thing, Shaq. They're healthy, and the bottom line is that right now, and I'm looking at the up to the date numbers from the CDC and the World Health Organization, with roughly 10,000 some Americans, with the coronavirus, 99% of them have mild or no symptoms. 99%.
Yeah.
But the people that have died and the people that are vulnerable are not those young people on the beach. It's the people that then they go home and potentially come in contact with. It might be their grandma. It might be their mom or dad. You never know.
Well, the reason I said I got frustrated by it. I don't care if this idiot gets corona. I care about my mom. I care about your mom. I care about, like, you know, Betty, or Miss Lucille. Like, those are the people that we got to look out for. I don't give a crap. But it's typical when you're 20.
When you're 20.
You won't have any response. You think about you. You don't think about other people. It's how you are.
Look,
but
I don't know about
frustrating.
I don't know about you guys, but there are things when I was 20 that I'm glad aren't under the microscope.
Yeah, but like, if I'm 19, 20, 21, and I'm hearing that, and in my mind at that point in time, I'm like, okay, cool, because I'm in that same mindset. But 29, soon to be 30-year-old me,
right,
I'm kind of like, man, y'all are stupid.
You know what's funny is I've heard a stronger reaction from it from the 29-30 crowd than I have
they're getting lumped in with it.
Than I heard the 50-60 crowd type of situation right now.
I have a question for Shaq here.
Yes.
What do you have a job?
Are you unemployed right now, other than this show?
I've always been unemployed. What are you guys talking? I've been retired for what, 8 years now?
Well, I mean, like TNT.
Could Shaq?
Because we're in the midst of what should be the
right.
better part of the NBA season.
I don't think so.
Could Shaq right now go to the unemployment office?
No.
Hey, let me tell you something right now.
Shaq, that would be a funny video. Now, look, he's laughing.
All right, well, hold on.
He's laughing.
Hold on.
That would be a hilarious. That would be, Shaq.
Okay.
That would be a fun video.
That's disrespectful.
That would be a fun video.
No, but
it's disrespectful, John.
It is a little bit.
No, it's not.
So you don't have any update on, like, from anybody as, like, part owner of the Kings or as an employee of TNT of what
he doesn't want to
stand
to that.
No.
You just don't know.
I believe the NBA will play in front of empty stadiums before this summer.
Empty stadiums?
Yes. I believe it
well,
will come back.
That's what they were leaning toward.
I believe
it
will come back as a made-for-TV event.
Okay, but what does that have to do with anything? Think about it.
What do you mean, what does that have to do with anything? The fans, people around America who are dying right now for some sports, I shouldn't have used the word dying, that are so excited for some sports to come back.
Okay, but are you trying to save the players from the people or the people from the players?
I'm just trying to say is that if you...
Well, you're
not
trying to save anybody from it. You're trying to prevent the spread.
You make everybody...
So it's both, basically.
Everybody the TV crews, everything like that is tested. And you have the players come back and the players play.
But half the NBA's got the coronavirus right now, it seems like.
Well, the one thing I would say is, wouldn't it be great to be an NBA player and get to just say, oh, I want to be tested, and find out, oh, miracle, we got a test for you, while we got working class people and regular Americans who can't find a test. That, to me, is a little bit strange. That's a little bit strange.
Well, that's the way the world has always been.
Yeah, you NBA players have had it all, just thrown right at your feet.
No, this is, you know, hey.
No, we shouldn't be worried about NBA players being tested.
We shouldn't, but I'm just saying that the world has always been like that. The world ain't always been fair. So
Can I tell you something, though?
So don't blame it on the NBA, guys.
Okay, I'm not blaming on anything, but Shaq, we're at our 250th episode.
Yeah, episode 250 today.
Damn.
Which is awesome, isn't it? Isn't that great? And you promised us something.
What?
That you've never delivered on.
What? Like what? First of all, never means never. We still got a lot more.
Okay, well, no. Maybe, that won't hold me more.
Hold on. Whoa. 2020 has been very rough for all of us.
It has been.
Yeah.
But there's a guest. No, listen. There's a guest that you've promised us for years that you never delivered on.
Who?
Think of the guests that I begged you to get that I told you, like, if I could play a round of golf, I'd want to play a round of golf with this guy. And we've tried to get him on the show.
Oh, you're talking about Kevin Hart when he stood up?
No.
Kevin Hart bailed on us like three times.
I'm talking about
Ernie Johnson, what's up, baby?
No, I'm talking about the President of the United States, Barack Obama, former President 44.
Yes.
Well, Shaq, what you couldn't deliver, I'm delivering today.
Whatever, John.
Shaq.
Stop it.
Shaq,
John,
guess what?
John,
guess what?
Stop it.
Shaq.
Stop it. John.
I knew this was going to be the reaction.
Of course it is.
Oh, Shaq, guess what?
Eli, stop playing, Eli.
Shaq, listen. No.
Eli.
Now,
listen.
Eli's been on
Shaq,
before,
wait a minute. Shaq, wait a minute. CBS, and I thank the fine people at CBS, you know how President Obama used to do his brackets and things like that?
Right.
Well, he's obviously, there's no NCAA brackets to do. So they were being offered, President Barack Obama, to just chat, cut up a little bit about basketball and everything. So I put in the request. And then I said, well, I also host on my email, it also says co-host Big Podcast with Shaq. And I immediately got a hit back. And we will be joined by President Barack Obama in just a few moments.
Okay, but because of the what? The SHAQ, so...
Oh, I know. What's because
of
you?
Wait a minute.
He did not accept the invitation because...
Until he saw my name. Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Now, that's correct.
So,
but the thing is, it took me. It took me to get him on.
No.
Yes. Shaq, I got to tell you, I told you.
I told B-Dog
and Rob before the show.
And
you did not know this, by the way, till we just told you, there are not many things in my broadcast career that cause me to have butterflies in the stomach. And for around an hour and a half, I've had butterflies in the stomach.
First of all, the president's not calling. You guys are pulling my leg.
Shaq, we're not. Shaq, I swear to you, we're not.
Yeah. All right. Hey, big fella, let me say this. You may not believe John, but let me tell you, it is true.
Yeah, the president's not calling.
Okay. I'm not going to lie.
If you listen, whatever they're paying you, I'm tripling it.
He's not going to have connection issues. He's not searching for an Ethernet cable. Okay. He is going to be, and he's expected to call 3:30.
He said you wouldn't get the hit back unless they saw that SHAQ.
Guess what, though? No, wait a minute. I didn't argue that point.
He's right.
I didn't argue that point because I didn't think I was getting them.
No, that's true.
I didn't think I was getting them. But guess what? I made sure to throw in there, oh, by the way, I do co-host the big podcast with Shaq, and I got a hit back. Shaq, I got a hit back in 4 minutes. Saying, we'll take it. Yes. No.
after he saw the S-H-A-Q.
Yes, exactly.
So which means I delivered.
So you said by way of you, he's got it.
Look, I'm the conduit. I am the conduit to this thing going on. So I am so excited for this, though. I got to tell you, I'm very excited for this.
All right, well.
Very excited. He's expected to join us here in just a moment.
I'm keeping an eye on the phones.
Good.
So hopefully in just a minute here, President Obama will join
us. Oh, my gosh. I have waited for, I've waited for this moment since the first year. Because remember we made up the guest list?
Oh, the top of the dream guest list was
always
Barack
Obama.
And what was the
dream guest list? Barack Obama was one of the guest lists. And Shaq, yes, you did.
He was still president.
Because of you. He's coming on, but I just want it to be known that it was me who got this done. By the way, that I was told too, the things too, I was told he's very excited to come on.
Of course he is.
Hold on, technically by this philosophy, every guest that we've had on, whether he's called or not about him, he's delivered.
That's true.
Well, he's delivered.
Listen to B-Dog, man.
I'm just saying.
Well, Jimmy Fallon ain't coming on to talk to us three.
No, that's
I know
that's true.
You know what I mean?
That is the
truth. He's delivered.
But I got to tell you, there have been exciting moments on this show. I have waited for this moment for 5 years.
Well,
I've waited for this moment, and I can't wait.
Now, here's the thing. If he doesn't call, then it's 100% on John.
Oh, all
John
day,
didn't
every
deliver.
Day.
Yeah.
Yes, John didn't deliver.
Well, I'm telling you. In fact, I've gotten the text.
Okay.
That he will be calling.
I'll believe it when I see it.
All right, if you listen to a lot of podcasts like ours, or you just like bumping your music like Shaq does, then you probably want an awesome pair of wireless earbuds. Before you go dropping hundreds of bucks on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands you may already know.
And Raycon's latest model, the Everyday E25, is their best one yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a perfect fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for on-the-go listening and for taking phone calls. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hey, we've tried them. They're outstanding. And unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems, and we love that the company was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop are obsessed with their Raycons. So pick up a pair and see what the hype's all about.
Now is the time to get the latest and the greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/shack. That's buyraycon.com/shack for 15% off. Raycon Wireless Earbuds, buyraycon.com/shack.
Speaking of which, phones are ringing.
Okay.
The big podcast with Shaq, hello.
Hi, this is Evan calling you. President Obama for Shaq.
We are ready. Shaq is here.
Right.
There you go. Shaq, you want to say hello first?
Hello, Mr. President.
Hello, how are we doing?
Is this the president for real?
Shaquille, you know, how is it that after 5 years of this podcast, that it's the middle-aged white guy getting me an invite?
You could have had it. Mr. President, we thank you for coming on, but I swear, Shaq, he's saying exactly what I've been saying.
No, John, I called him 8 times. He was just busy at the time.
I don't know about that. You know, I've heard quite a few editions of the podcast, and you guys are nuts.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, the Walmart or Waffle House, I mean, that you know, we could talk offline about the black crime, white crime game you'll play.
Shaq, I told you we could get in trouble for that one. I think you're going to get Mr. President Obama. Do we call you President Obama, or do we call you Mr. Obama? Because I'm not going to call you by your first name.
Mr. President Obama.
That sounds about right.
That's what I go by.
John, if this is the president, ask him where he last saw me at.
Mr. President, where'd you last see Shaquille?
I believe that the last time I saw Shaquille was the Easter egg roll, or
oh
it might have been
this is the president. is the president?
Yes. If you're in Atlanta, next time you're in Atlanta, could we meet you?
I think that's right.
So it can happen.
Okay, well,
it can happen. Because we would love
didn't
to.
Sound very
Shaq's,
confident.
Shaq's
but
hung out with the president. Shaq was trying to, before we had you on, Shaq was trying to take credit for getting you on the show because he said the only reason you really showed up was because he is the host of the show.
That's where you're wrong. I actually, we're here because of B-Dog.
We're never going to live that down, Mr. President. Never.
That is absolutely awesome that this comes about. It's awesome having you on. And Mr. President, I told these guys beforehand that I have waited 5 years for this moment. That I finally got you all.
This is not President Barack Obama.
Oh, I knew that. I already knew it, John.
Stop it. I knew it the whole time, John. No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
You did not know.
I knew it the whole time, John.
You did not. How did you know?
Because the last place I saw him was at his house.
Oh.
Yes. Let me say this. I'm not even going to lie.
Let me introduce you.
I thought you had me for a minute, but I was fairly...
You were fairly convinced?
I was fairly convinced for a moment, but... Let me tell you this.
Shaq, I want to introduce you to Evan. Evan, introduce yourself to Shaquille O'Neal.
What up, Shaq? My name's Evan.
A white guy?
Yes.
Wow.
That is correct.
That's
the best Obama impression I've ever heard in my life.
You can follow him on Instagram, Evan.
Okay, hold on. Evan, how do you know about my Cuba trip and how do you know about the Easter egg hunt?
Well, you know, when we do a prank like this, we do our research. That's what we do.
I had you coached up. Shaq, I knew every question you were going to ask to try to punk him. And I researched it.
That is really good.
It was kind of questionable because he knew aspects of the games that we played on this show. I'm like, I know the President of the United States is not listening to this show that thoroughly.
Evan, everybody can follow you on Twitter, on TikTok at Hey Berg, HeyBerg. Shaq, Evan, you got to follow Evan Berger 3.
No, nobody's following
on Instagram.
Evan, you are a star.
Nobody's following him.
If you're not a star yet.
I'm pissed now. This is this week's show, going in the toilet.
Wait, no, it's not.
It is.
This is not.
Do you know how important it was for this show to have President Obama the week that the world was in crisis? Do you know how important this interview was for this show? And you turned it into a prank? I could run you out of the studio right now.
Oh, my gosh. Rob's losing his mind.
John, you know what else came in the way?
By the way, this was arranged 2 weeks ago. Rob is really not happy. It's been
John.
Go ahead, big fella.
You know what else gave it away, John?
What's that?
The other day you said, I got to see if this guest can call back. No way. No way the president will call back twice after you stand him up the first time.
Could be. Shaq, on Instagram, it's...
The first 15 minutes, he got me. Hold on. I'm going to follow this guy right now.
You are.
A white guy? Sorry. Damn.
Great job, man. Evan Berger 3 on Instagram.
A white guy.
Hey, Evan, this is me hanging up on
Rob is so pissed right now.
Dick.
Sorry, Evan.
Hey, I'm not too far behind, bro.
By the way, this was arranged 2.5 weeks ago.
No, but you see, here's where you fail. Your timing is awful. It's not even funny. Like, I was like genuinely, like, this was an important interview for the show. This wasn't like, it ain't prank week. Like, have you paid attention to what's going on in the world with your smug-ass smile on your face? It ain't prank week,
Rob,
jackass. We're going to have President Obama on. That's important
now, let's rip the rug out from under everybody's feet. You know what was said?
Unbelievable.
Was that Rob was not allowed to tell anybody.
And you know what else got me, too?
What got you?
It was too many.
That was a lot of pauses. I had a lot of those moments
where I was like, that doesn't feel genuine, but he had the right answers. Yeah, so I was like, all right, maybe I'm just overthinking this.
When he said Easter egg hunt in Cuba, because a lot of people know that I went to Cuba for him.
Right.
Because he could. No. He called me and said, Shaq, I need you to do this for me. He called my cell phone personally and asked.
Shaq, the amount of times that I've been punked over 5 years. And yes, this was arranged 2.5 weeks ago.
He can make a lot of money with that.
He will. And he already is getting quite... Howie Mandel had him on the other night, too. So, and I was worried about that because Howie Mandel had him on national television. And I'm like, oh, geez, no. This could be too much. But hopefully it's a little bit of levity and fun. That adds for the listener, that's fun. That is for Rob. It's not
for the listener.
It's fun, man. Shaq, he's mad. He's mad, Shaq.
I don't blame him. He's mad. I really don't.
What's my job here? What's my job?
What do you mean, what's your job?
I'm the producer of the
but
show.
But you're putting together a fun
Let
show.
Let me in on the prank. I'll help you pull the rug out from under my feet. You don't trick me, asshole. I'm in charge. I have to tell people what's going on the show. Podcast One had to know what was going on the show.
They did not know.
They told Apple, we're going to have the president on.
They did not have to know.
That's my job.
That's why I purposely said to you, we can only do it if no one else knows.
No, that's not. That's
well, then why didn't you tell me that at the time? Then why didn't you tell me that?
I have to tell you, if you're going to screw with people, fill in the guy that's literally in charge of every thing that happens in this room.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Seriously.
Well, what do you want to do with the rest of the show, Mr. Producer?
What?
All yours. Because I had a huge block of time for Barack Obama that's now gone. So
why is that gone?
Let's do the rest of the show.
You can't air that?
Hey, big fella,
I can't air it.
Prank goes really wrong.
That was supposed to be most of the show today, and it was a joke. Rob. So now most of the show today is a prank.
Are you guys serious or just playing?
No, this is serious.
It was told, and immediately what I said was no one else was allowed to know but Rob and I for this exact reason. And if that was an issue, then we could have discussed that before then and could have said no.
How would I know if it was an issue?
Because I said to you, no one else allowed to know.
Okay, what did I say to you?
You said no one else allowed to know.
I said, I won't tell anybody, but I really need to let Podcast One know because this is an important interview in a week where we could get a lot of press.
I did not say anything of the sort. Did not say anything of the sort. Okay. Shaq's laughing at this.
Do not strike this from the tape.
No, do not strike it from the tape.
No, this is longer than the interview.
That's all good.
Okay. Guys, in the middle of a pandemic crisis,
in the middle of it.
Why are you arguing?
Exactly. Hey. Is it theirs? It was a...
part two, I had a really bad day. This is the last thing I needed.
Okay, yes.
Last thing I needed today.
Believe me, when today's been a cataclysmic type day, and so, Shaq, believe me, as the day was going on, I'm going, all right, just pull the plug on it. Pull the plug, and I'm going...
You should have let me in on the joke at least, so I could have made the best of this.
You would have screamed.
Hey.
I bet this week on Barack Obama, and Okay, so they emailed everybody that we don't have the presidents coming from you.
Guess what? No, it's not.
Yes, it
because
is.
I told nobody that they were allowed to know.
Oh,
sucks, man.
Because I said nobody...
Holy cow.
I'll do it.
Go ahead.
Because I said nobody was allowed to...
We got
to
let Apple know that the president's right. not on guess this one.
They were not allowed to... Guess what? If I had not said specifically, no one is allowed to know.
Yeah.
Purposely.
What? You're unbelievable.
Purposely.
I got it. I figured it out.
What's that?
Put President Barack Obama.
No, Barack Obama on the show this week. Yeah.
I don't know how to feel.
Hey, my name is Bennett, and one thing black people know is stay the hell out of people beef. That's how you get shot, stabbed, and killed. Were they fighting in the studio? I don't know nothing.
I just walked in and saw two folks swinging. That's about it.
Now, what'd you say, white folks?
I just saw two folks swinging, bro.
Oh, man, there's some white folks are going at it. They're going at it in the studio. Oh, man.
Well, this was...
He said, let me in on the joke, man.
I did, man.
Guess what?
My job. It's literally my only job.
I love you. I love you, but guess what?
In today's episode of Let Me In on the Joke, John says the president is calling. So Rob calls Apple to inform them of any security risk.
Guess what?
Today, on Let Me In on the Effing Joke, Rob gets really heated after almost losing his job and then has to deal with Kincaid's nonsense. Kincaid is counter to it. He thought it was funny, but it turns out he's just an Today, I didn't let me in on the effing joke.
Let me in on the
effing joke. Hey.
Guess what? I know this, and whether Rob will admit it or not, the people will laugh.
Oh, people will enjoy
it. People will enjoy this, and they will find great joy.
I was excited.
At the argument, though. At the argument, not Obama.
No.
No. They're going to laugh at the argument.
That's right. I'm like, how does the president know about Walmart or Waffle House? How does that happen? How does that happen?
The argument afterwards will actually prefer.
I said, the president during this time of quarantine really don't have any time on his hands. He's sitting up and listening to Walmart and Waffle House.
Yeah, he's listening to us.
Which will be cool.
It's a national security concern, and this is what he cares about, who's on black crime, white crime this week.
Hey, man, I don't think...
Guess what? You have, right now, you have, as Rob says in the rundown, the audio of the week, can we laugh? And you know what I say? We can. Hey, one of the biggest stories we've seen the last few weeks, besides the obvious, was Shaq's hairline. You see, guys, that's what happens when you don't take action to keep the hair you already have. So if you're starting to lose yours... Maybe you're hiding that bald spot under a ball cap. It's totally normal, easy to address, thanks to our amazing partners at Keeps.
Keeps offers proven treatments that help you keep the hair you have at half the cost of your local pharmacy. Keeps offers generic version of the only two FDA-approved hair loss products out there. Some of you may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Plus, Keeps now offers a prescription shampoo to keep your scalp healthy, too.
Keeps really has revolutionized the way men are treated for hair loss, because you no longer have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, you can go visit a doctor online, get your hair loss medication directly, discreetly delivered to your home, and find out why Keeps has more five-star reviews than any of its competitors. And treatments start at just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. It's one hell of a deal. Forgetting to keep your hair.
So if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/Shaq to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/Shaq.
The amount of times in 5 years, in 250 episodes, that I have either been the butt of the joke, the punked person, or otherwise, guess what? I don't feel any pain.
Oh, of course you don't.
I don't feel any pain.
Why, John, here's the difference, though. It's, you've been in the butt of the joke, and not at a time where a lot of people are looking at for some relief.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I disagree completely.
Picks arguably the worst week of the last 10 years to go. I'm gonna prank everybody. I know the world is shut down, but here comes my happy comedy hour, the John Kincaid Comedy Hour, in the week of a national pandemic.
The funniest part, Beto, you're gonna write. The president of the United States.
He is.
Not
I
me.
Mean,
you.
You mean the email that nobody was supposed to know about?
Yeah.
And which don't CC me in the email either. You write it.
Yeah. Hey, this is like when four people are hanging out and two people start arguing. So it's kind of like, okay, what do the other two people? What the heck they supposed to do?
No, I like what did you say earlier? Don't belong in that. What was the?
Hey man, look. I just saw two folk in there arguing. That ain't none of my business. That's none of my business.
It is your business.
Oh,
I hope people enjoyed the argument afterwards.
But look,
yes, what?
You know, Craig, when Rob saw yellow, I thought y'all were playing.
No, you gotta see Rob. I've seen Rob like this on a couple of occasions. He ain't never been playing.
My face hasn't been this red since I had a heart attack. All right.
She said, "Just let me in on the couch."
Yeah.
You know what? That has to be a drop.
Oh, jeez.
That better be a drop.
That
better be a drop now.
You can do any prank you want.
Yo.
You don't prank the guy in charge.
Okay. Did you realize that I think that there was a much better chance of it being pulled off if you were also being pranked?
No.
Why?
Because I would have played along 1,000%. And I would have filled you in on stuff that you could have screwed up in this prank.
No,
100%.
Because of loose lips.
We could have had I could have done black crime, white crime.
Round two.
Everybody would have been like, oh my God, why are they doing this? We could have escalated this prank to a much actually funnier conclusion than you just pulling the rug out.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. This is the show.
We're not going to change it.
I don't think the rest of it
matters. No, I'm done. Man, we ride. We're done.
No!
Only life is real.
He's quitting.
John doesn't know how to do a joke. Everybody gone. All right, everybody. We're at Shaqcast on Twitter.
Oh, man. We are at the
blessing. Listen. I guarantee you now, people going to be in their car, they're going to turn their radio on and talk to the West. Are they arguing? Or is this
they're not going to believe. What the hell's going on?
Is this real?
All right, well, then I'm going to move on to something actually funny. So let's go on to the next group of actual audio.
Let me get the wipes. There we go.
As part of his job.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's your audio of the week. This news anchor forgets that he's supposed to pause when he introduces the story of the day. It's not really borderline, but I had to play it for you because it's great.
Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Wait, what? Wait a minute. What happened? So wait a minute. He went from saying he was filling in for somebody.
There's
to
no pause.
The opening headline.
Here you go. Listen to this again, Chef.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday. What the hell?
Poor Dana.
Rest in peace, Dana. Yeah, the guy he's filling in for just got murdered for no good reason.
Happened? Oh, my gosh.
Did you see the ladies? We were talking about coronavirus earlier in the show. Obviously, it's everywhere. Did you see the ladies in Tennessee that were on the news, Shaq?
No, what happened?
Outside of their kids' school with garbage bags over their faces and their shoes and on their hands and everything.
I saw her.
Oh, my God.
And don't nobody want their child to be sick, and don't nobody want to take that virus to their house.
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home Monday.
And I wiped my shoes and backpack down when I got them out of school. Sure did. Gave them gloves. Sure did.
That lady.
What did she say?
Sure did.
Sure did.
Sure did.
Oh. Sure did.
And then the other lady who had bags over her face.
Some took more extreme measures.
Two garbage bags. My shoes and came and loose. Two sacks. No sack. It's messed up. The flu killing more folks than Daniel, so what's up? We're going to die anyway.
Wait a minute.
We're going to die anyway?
We're going to die anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, that's Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. Sure did.
Sure did. The only thing is I don't understand is that how can you walk around with two bags over your head?
I don't know. She had like
a little hole torn where she could see.
I saw it.
Wouldn't that just
asphyxiate you? There's days where Rob wants to put bags over my head like that.
Today might be a winner.
I was say, there hasn't been a lot of them, but today's going to be a winner.
This might be 2 days. You may be two bags over your head.
With currently no NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball, you may think there's nothing to bet on. Well,
yeah, there's nothing to bet on.
No, you're wrong, Rob.
Why? Again? What happened?
Because BetOnline still has hundreds of places to wager.
Oh.
From their online casino to poker and blackjack, it's all open 24 hours a day, and it's all online. Sports aren't totally done. There's still mixed martial arts, esports, and many more. I don't know nothing about esports, but I might be willing to gamble on it.
There's a lot to learn. And if you're into entertainment, listen to this. You can bet on American Idol. You can bet on the elections, the spelling bee, even the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest that happens every year at Coney Island on the 4th of July. Be sure to use promo code PODCAST1. Spell it out. Podcast O-N-E. To receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That means they just spiff you an extra 50%. Take advantage of the best bonuses in the business when you do sign up for that free account. And just use that promo code, PODCAST1.
Visit BetOnline, and don't forget that promo code, PODCAST1. Rob just spelled it out for you, O-N-E. It's your 50% sign-up bonus. Rob's giving you personal cash out of his own pocket. BetOnline, they're your online sportsbook experts.
We do have a bracket to get to. Though we would be remiss if we didn't do ours, even though the March Madness is canceled.
Full of wine.
Oh, skill.
Full on bitches.
You better have my money. Y'all should know me well.
Full on bitches.
You better have my money.
So easy.
Straight down, call me
full on bitches.
Yeah. The borderline bracket voting has been going on for the last week. Even in the midst of everything getting canceled, we continued our borderline bracket voting. So I can bring you the face-offs here, and I can tell you who won. So going head-to-head on this side of the bracket, we started off with Skip Bayless talking about Lamar Jackson.
It's like the quickest little flick release.
Right.
And again, I'll be the first to admit, doesn't look the prettiest, but it comes out so sweet and fast and hot.
So that was the number one seed, Skip Bayless. who on this side of the bracket was facing this lovely lady who was on the news.
Let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the meantime. Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitz of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, so that was your matchup there on that side of the bracket. Who do you guys think won that one?
Oh, that's a one seed that won that one.
Oh, yeah. Skip.
Yeah, that was Skip.
Okay, you guys all go Skip. Yeah, there you go.
Well, Skip moved on according to the listener vote.
Okay.
So Skip will face the winner of the next matchup, the number three seed, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, we're going to let you shoot, but guess what? I've been working on my game. This summer I want to be great. And you're telling me your language. That means I'm coming in Greek.
Okay, so that was our three seed that moved on. Shaq was facing off against Boomer Esiason and two TDs.
How about that? He's going to take it 39 yards. Jimmy Garoppolo, 7 of 11, 150 yards, two TDs, 21-10, 49ers.
How many has he got?
Two TDs.
All right, so
Two TDs had to win.
Boomer, by 1%.
Wow.
He got the win there. So your matchup, and we have to pick here, who will go on to the final four of the borderline bracket? Will it be Skip or will it be Boomer?
I'm gonna surprise you. I'm voting two titties.
I'm going Skip too.
Yeah, Skip's gonna advance. Skip in the final four. Nice job, Skip. All right, on the other side of the bracket, we had the number five seed. This analysis of Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, who last year, once Freddie Kitchens took over, was one of the most accurate deep throwers in the NFL. Sky's the limit here.
Yeah, of course he was. And he was facing off against this woman's weather report.
And for some across the area, this is going to be a historic snowfall. You can see that big dip, that U-shape here.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
So who do you think moved on from that matchup?
Well, 13 seed moved on.
It was the weather dick moved on. Yeah,
big
absolutely.
Dick moved
that
on.
That was a big winner. That winner will now face the other side of the bracket, number seven seed, Quinnen Williams from the New York Jets, who found out about his Madden rating.
My rating, I got an 80 on Ultimate Team, so I'm going to go play with myself today. So, see how I feel. It came out weird.
All right, so that was Quinnen Williams facing off against the number two seed, Charles Barkley.
You have to pull the trigger.
No. You don't have to pump.
No, yeah, just pump.
You just
got to pump.
You know you had to pull the pump last night. I was just pulling the trigger. I thought I was keying him, too.
Whoa, what?
He was bone dry.
Yeah, so okay, that's Chuck on his
Charles,
side.
Charles had to win.
So Chuck did move on. Yeah, so Chuck was the winner there. So
he's
all over the place.
Well, I think we know our audience very well.
So who should move on to the final four? Chuck or the weather dick?
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah.
It's not that close.
Really?
It's not that close.
It's 50-50 for me, but...
Yeah, they're both good. I'm going to say Chuck,
because
though.
In the Chuck one, it's not just one, but it's two borderlines.
Oh, yeah,
there.
They're like back-to-back.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right, so,
two.
So in the final four, we'll get our fan voting going. Chuck and Skip will be facing each other in the final four. All right, moving on. Number two seed. Our man Skip breaking down the Fury-Wilder fight.
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
Okay. Skip was facing off against arguably the greatest interview ever given.
We bring in the studio this morning one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. So as we stand today, are you dating any female?
Yes, I am.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
While in transition, you're having a girlfriend?
Yes.
Doesn't that make you gay?
I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
All right, well, obviously, who is gay moved on. All right, the next matchup was Uncle Shannon talking about safeties in the NFL.
Because they're also trying to rub you off. They tried to rub you until your guy rubbed you off and their guy rubbed you off into the official. You can play the hole, you can come in the box, but I think where you add the most bang for the buck that you can cover the slot.
Thank you, Uncle Shay.
All right. Okay, he rattled off a bunch there.
Yes, facing off against Uncle Shannon. Don, with Orlando Scandrick.
If he suck you up, you're like,
I mean, whoa. Suck you up.
Maybe 200. Whoa. He give you 20 and 200.
No, the suck you up part.
Yeah, he gonna get you.
All right, so who do you guys think moved on from that matchup?
Oh, Shannon.
Yeah, that's a safe bet, right?
Yes, a safe bet to Shannon, but which one?
Suck you up.
No, actually, it was in the slot.
No, they're wrong on this one.
I think they're wrong on that one. But we love our listeners.
So the matchup is who's gay versus in the slot.
Who is gay?
Who's going to move on to the final four?
Who is gay? Has to move on.
Yeah, all right. So
come on, has to move on.
How does
on.
It not?
Chat?
Right?
Yes, you're right.
Yes, it has to
how
move
does
on.
It not?
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Come on.
All right.
When he says who, you are gay.
So why are you gay?
You are gay.
All right,
who is gay?
All right, so here's the last matchup. The last couple matchups. The number 8 seed was Skip and Shannon. They were all over this bracket this year. And we got this one.
Shannon, how impressive was Kawhi last
night? Oh, Skip.
Yeah. Tell me. Tell me, lay it on thick.
I love that so much. And then they were facing off against the chicken butt guy.
What can you offer Ken to get his 50th place?
You probably don't want to know. But I would take anything, even in the butt.
Even in the butt. Who do you think moved on from that matchup?
In the butt.
In the butt.
No, actually, it was lay it on
really?
Thick. Lay
well,
it on
you know
thick.
Why, though? I think it was one of your favorite drops of the year.
It was my favorite.
And so it kept getting used, so people just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Because you hear that almost every week on the show.
Yeah, that's true. The other matchup here was Chef Rang from the Viceland show.
When you're eating good food, you're making love.
Oh, I love this.
Sex? Making love, like you take your time and you look at it.
Yeah.
You dip in a sauce. And you say, come in my mouth.
Come in.
Please come inside my mouth.
Oh, God. Jesus. Facing off against this fine young gentleman who we should not laugh at.
I've been just a stepdaughter since I was 4. It's had a positive and a negative impact on my life.
Yeah, of course it was. Who do you think moved on there?
Even though I feel as though the stutterer moved on. I think Chef Rang should have been the one that won that one.
I think the stutterer moved on.
Well, the stutterer did move on.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I used to be a stutterer. I'm not laughing at it.
Okay. Sure. So who should advance to the Final Four? Lay it on thick or the stutterer? That will face off, by the way, against who's gay?
See, I don't see Jack the stutterer
as borderline.
And I said this from the beginning. I don't see it as much as borderline as just it is funny.
Yeah.
But the lay it on thick is really borderline.
Yeah, it really is.
Come on. Right. I think it's one of our favorites this year. That's one of the favorites.
The stutter? All right.
Yes.
So the stutter will go on. And so the final four, by the way, is going to be here. Skip versus Chuck. And the stutter versus Huzgi.
Huzgi.
So in a couple of weeks, we are going to let our fans vote. And we will decide who the champion of the Borderline Bracket 2020.
Oh, God, that's great.
And that is all I've got
that
for
is
this
awesome.
Week's show.
That is so good.
All right.
We ride.
Are you going to be hunkered down at home, Shaq?
Yeah, I just put a curfew on Orange County, Florida.
Oh, did they really?
On it?
Yeah, 11 to 5, but I'm not.
Well, you're Shaq.
I'm not doing that.
Wow.
You got different rules.
Wait, just be careful. Just everybody be careful out there. Everybody try to be as intelligent choices as possible. And hopefully we'll be back to normal soon.
Yeah.
And we're thinking of you. We're thinking of y'all out there.
All right. At ShaqCast on Twitter, The Big Podcast with Shaq on Instagram, The Big Podcast with Shaq at gmail.com.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next week, Shaquille.
Be safe, people.
Okay. So that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at podcastone.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat.
Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Super Light Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. They've designed must-have travel styles for when you need to jet. The lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit makes these shoes some of the most packable styles ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Take the Super Light Tree Runner on your next adventure. Its cushy, lightweight foam midsole supports every step, and the extra outsole traction gives you the grip to just go for it. The eucalyptus fiber upper adds next-level breathability to keep you going all day. Plus, the Super Light Tree Runner is comfortable and ready to go right out of the box. So, what can you do in a super light shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.